Welcome to the Agency Fast Track Podcast. My name is Lisa Parziel, and I will be your host for this episode. Before we begin, I can't not remind you that we have a fantastic program called Agency Fast Track X Success. If you're struggling in your business, or if you're just stuck, we help you get unstuck. So visit www.agencyfasttrack.com for more information about our stellar program. Today, I'd like to talk about Facebook ads. I received a question from a member who asked me, Lisa, would you recommend doing Facebook ads to get SEO customers? And so I'm going to talk about that today, and I'm going to start by talking about Facebook ads. First and foremost, Facebook is a fantastic way to get in front of people that don't know you exist. However, if you think about your experience, so if you are on Facebook and you think about what you do when you're on Facebook, typically Facebook is very social. And a lot of people get on to see their friends' pictures and to see their family information. It's not really a business type of site. However, most business owners do have Facebook as part of their social media. And so when it comes to Facebook ads, the number one thing I talk about is demographics. If you can find the right demographics, if you can find the customer base you're looking for, and you can put the right ad in front of them, and you can make them answer a question in their head that makes them click on that ad, then yes, Facebook is a good source for that. Let me give you an example. I ran an ad recently for Agency Fast Track. Now, my ideal customer were small business owners, maybe like you, who are stuck in their business, can't seem to put a finger on why things aren't going well. So we created an ad that basically went down that path. Hey, are you stuck? Do you need to get unstuck? Are you struggling with sales or leads or hiring or acquisition? I asked those questions because I wanted business owners, entrepreneurs, agency owners to, in their head, answer me. I wanted them to think the answer. So when you're doing a Facebook ad, if you ask a question like, hey, are you stuck? Somebody in their head has to say yes or no. And you want to get yes, yes, yes on your advertisements. So what do I mean by that? Are you stuck in your business? No. Well, then they probably wouldn't want the program. Are you stuck in your business? Yes. I have a solution for you. Do you have enough leads? Would you like more leads? Yes. Would you like more business? Yes. Would you love to learn the processes that could help you not work crazy hours? Yes. Again, I'm trying to find the pain points with my customers. So whether it be selling website design, SEO, you know, soft skills, training, whatever it is that you're trying to sell, if you can actually find the pain points that people are struggling with, then you can 100% create Facebook ads in a way that's going to elicit behavior. Now, for me, I would highly recommend that you're not trying to sell your high dollar product in a Facebook ad. And what do I mean by that? So let's say we're trying to sell SEO. I would highly recommend you place an ad if you're trying to place ads and put something very low level. In other words, create maybe a PDF, you know, the top five things you need to know about SEO, what every business owner needs to know before hiring an SEO, whatever you think a business owner would really want. That is what I would be pitching in the Facebook ad, right? So the lower level the product, the better the Facebook ad is going to convert. I tend to put people into free groups or put them into my podcast or in my business for my agency. When I'm running ads, I rarely run SEO ads. Why? Because it's too high level. For me, I would rather hire a printer or put a print ad out there, put a, you know, website design ad out there, or put a marketing piece out there. Because I like to get in the door at a low level, get them into my funnel, and then I'm going to upsell them on something else. So to really answer the question, would I use Facebook to get SEO customers? Sure. Sure, I would. And I've done it. And I've placed ads. But I'm not actually trying to place an ad that says, do you need SEO? Do you need to be on Google Maps? Here, hire me for that exact thing. I'm trying to get them in the door and give them something that they can get from me to establish that trust and credibility. Once I've done that, once they're in my funnel, then I have the ability to continue to market to them and create customers out of those leads from Facebook. Now, I'll be quite frank, I don't do a lot of Facebook advertising for my agency because I have so many other in-the-door methods to me that work so much better and are so much easier to execute. And I teach those in the Agency Fast Track program. However, if I were, you know, trying to sell Agency Fast Track, for example, I do a lot of Facebook ads for that. So I think you have to consider your audience, your product, and really what are the other things you can do, compare them and see what works best for you. Thank you for listening to the Agency Fast Track podcast. If you're a business owner and you are stuck, like we just talked about, and you need more skills or you need more advice or help with your business, the Agency Fast Track X Success Program is a complete program for business owners and agencies, no matter where you are in your business, to help you get unstuck. We cover everything from lead generation to fulfillment to client satisfaction, all the way through outsourcing and hiring. If you want more information about the Agency Fast Track program, go to www.agencyfasttrack.com.